Good morning, Donna. Thank you for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Donna, why are biopsies commonly recommended for patients?
Biopsies have been used historically to diagnose liver disease, but when we realize that today between a quarter and a third of Americans have some form of liver disease, and the rates of liver diseases like fatty liver disease and NASH are growing every day, we realize that we need alternatives. And so 75% of physicians recognize that NASH is underdiagnosed and undertreated. There's a lack of consensus about even how to diagnose NASH. And so, you know, we need alternatives. And so that's what, you know, we're talking about today, to shine a spotlight on those alternatives to biopsy to make screening for liver diseases like NASH more accessible to more people.
Well, let's talk about what are some of the downsides of a traditional biopsy.
Sure, and I can talk about the downsides of liver biopsy from personal experience as well as our surveying of patients. So I've had six. I'm a liver transplant recipient, so I've been, you know, very privileged. But, you know, liver biopsy entails taking a very long needle you know, in traditionally how it's done is, you know, inserting it, you know, between ribs and sort of cha-chunk taking out a segment of your liver. And so, you know, it's by definition quite invasive. You know, there is a risk of bleeding, and death in rare cases, of course, but, you know, after the needle, you know, a patient has to lie on their side for, you know, 1 to 6 hours to make sure that they don't bleed out. It sounds like, you know, something in, if I were in, you know, Star Trek, I would say, you know, Jim, that's barbaric. And I just can't believe that that's something that we still do today. You know, and they're expensive. You know, there's also, you know, prone to error, because you may take a sample from one part of the liver that is relatively healthy, and, you know, an inch over, it may be cancer. And so we can do better than that. And I you know, I won't even get into the problems that people have in, you know, reading and interpreting the samples and the slides. But it's just, you know, we can do so much better. And the exciting thing is that, you know, we are. There's so much innovation
in this space.
So many new alternative solutions.
What alternatives are available to patients now?
So the alternatives to liver biopsy for patients, particularly for those who may be suspected of having fatty liver disease and NASH, which, you know, with rates of obesity and diabetes and age are a lot of us. So there are two major buckets. There are blood tests and imaging tests. So in the blood test group, you know, patients and physicians often, you know, ignore or overlook the liver enzymes or liver function tests that are already in your blood work panel. You know, the letters are, you know, AST or ALT, you know, they stand for, you know, very long, you know, very long names, but those tests or the ratio of them or some other things that are in your normal blood work are being looked at in different ways and in combinations. They're called FIB-4 or your NAFLD fibrosis score. Some, at some institutions, they're even, you know, automatically calculated in the EHR for doctors. And so, just asking your doctor if, you know, based on some of the blood work that you already have, can they understand your, you know, your risk for NAFLD or NASH? The other set of tests are imaging tests. Again, based on things that people have heard of, like MRI-based tests like liver multiscan or ultrasound-based tests like FibroScan. So there should be some type of non-invasive diagnostic method available, you know, no matter if someone is at an academic medical center or in a rural clinic. And that's what's so exciting because, you know, with millions of people needing to be diagnosed, we know that even if it was a good idea, and it's not, to have a liver biopsy, millions of people couldn't have that. And so we're missing a lot of people who need to be treated and could be treated for NASH at earlier stages instead of being, you know, diagnosed only when they have you know, cirrhosis or cancer or are told that they need a liver transplant. And so we can do better than that. And that's why the Global Liver Institute created our Beyond the Biopsy campaign and why we're, you know, casting this spotlight on the non-invasive diagnostics that are available today.
Let's talk a little bit more about the benefits of this non-invasive approach.
So, you know, having had a liver biopsy, I, you know, even as some scientists, you know, debate, you know, which test is better than the other, or which type of diagnostics is better for distinguishing between NAFLD and NASH or looking at, you know, treatment response. I pointed out that I could take all of the existing non-invasive diagnostics, in the same time as I would lay there trying not to bleed out from a liver biopsy. And they chuckled and pointed out, like, that's true. Also, liver biopsy is so expensive. I could afford all the other non-invasive diagnostics for the same price or less than a liver biopsy, you know, with, you know, no risk to me. And so, you know, the advantages are, you know, that these diagnostics, non-invasive diagnostics, are safer, they're less expensive, and they might yield more information, you know, particularly for the imaging tests like liver multiscan that give you, when I first saw it in a scientific conference, when I saw the picture of it, I had never seen, you know, with 25 years as a liver patient, I had really never seen a picture of my liver function. And so, you know, for people who have any stage of disease, because there's so little conversation, you know, about liver health, but to see their liver helps them and their doctors wrap their mind around, oh, I need to take this seriously. Oh, this is something that is real. It's happening, even if I'm not feeling symptoms, because symptoms for NASH can be very subtle. Until they're very advanced. And so to have that picture, to talk to your family or to explain to your friends or your community that this is what liver disease looks like, is I think, more of an advantage, more, and will have more of an impact than we can even recognize at this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is great information, Donna. How can we educate ourselves about our options that are out there?
We have information about alternatives to liver biopsy at the Global Liver Institute's website, globalliver.org/beyond.
Wonderful. Donna, thank you so much for sharing this information with us today. It's just really eye-opening, and we appreciate it so much.
Thank you.